The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, I was gonna move on to other things, and I will in a moment, but just one more thing about the whole Betsy Ross flag thing. What does it mean? What does the Betsy Ross flag mean? That, according to Colin Kaepernick and a handful of others, I think, including prominent people like the governor of California. All right. You've seen it. 13 stars, 13 stripes, a circle of 13 stars in the middle of a field of blue. The circle of stars represents eternity and the importance of eternity. The blue field behind the circle of stars signifies vigilance, perseverance, and justice. The red denotes hardiness and valor. Some people believe that the red stood for the blood of the soldiers who died giving us liberty. The white symbolizes purity and innocence, and there is one stripe for each of the 13 colonies. That is what the flag represents. Eternity, vigilance, perseverance, justice, valor and hardiness, purity, innocence, and the original 13 colonies. Yet, that is being portrayed as racist. How do you come up with that? How do you come up with that? And then just one other thing, and I don't know what I did. I had a whole stack of papers here, and they're gone. What did I do with them? There's a lot of criticism about the 4th of July celebrations. Oh, here they are. Celebrations in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, because Donald Trump is actually going to give a speech. Can you imagine something as so outrageous as the President of the United States giving a speech on the birthday of the United States? Oh, my goodness, what a radical thought. Well, the liberal media and the liberal left is flipping out. A couple other things. He is going to have some military presence there. Yeah. And he said this yesterday, if you were listening yesterday. You know, military flyovers are very common. You know, fighter jets that can take out an entire village with their bombs, or a B-1 bomber that has the capability of carrying two or three nuclear bombs that can wipe out a vast metropolitan area, that's okay. You know, to have a flyover with instruments of war capable of wiping out millions of people, but it's wrong to have a tank. Duh. And then the fact that Donald Trump is actually going to give a speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. I have read several stories from the liberal press this morning. He wants to be a king. He wants to be a king. He's going to give a speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Martin Luther King Jr. did. Did he want to be a king? No, he was a civil rights leader. And the very same people, here's the odd thing, and I keep going back to the difference, the way the mainstream media treats Donald Trump and the way they treated Barack Obama. The mainstream media is flipping out that Donald Trump wants to be a part of the 4th of July celebration in our nation's capital. That, who would not understand that that makes absolute sense, that the leader of our country would not be a part of the celebration in our nation's capital? But anyway, the big deal is he's going to give a speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Oh, my goodness. Do you remember how they responded when Barack Obama accepted the nomination for the Democratic Party? Remember that? It was at Invesco Field in Denver, Colorado, a massive football stadium. And do you remember how he and the organizers organized it, decorated it? Well, if you don't remember, I'll remind you. Here is from the Daily Mail, a prominent British journal newspaper, August 28th, 2008. Headline, Obama God. Democrats build a temple for Barack. That's the headline. Quote, Barack Obama was praised in the American press yesterday for making the most important speech of his life on a set decked out like an ancient temple. Finally nominated as the first black candidate for the U.S. presidency, he moved the Democratic Party convention from a conference hall to an 80,000-seat football stadium for his landmark address. His challenge was to turn his trademark soaring rhetoric into simple ideas to improve the lives of hard-pressed American families. He chose Greek pillars. Yeah. Britney Spears performed, and the stadium was turned into what was called, you ready for this? And I quote, the Temple of Obama. The Temple of Obama. And the media loved it. You remember the Greek columns? Some people called them Roman columns. It was called a temple, a sanctuary. Remember that? That was great. They loved that. 80,000 people. Here is from Slate, far left liberal wing publication. Again, August 29th, 2008. Headline, Obama's columns, what they really symbolized. Quote, the backdrop to Obama's acceptance speech at Invesco Field last night was widely described as a Greek temple. Others called it a neoclassical colonnade. And I could have pulled up dozens of articles from August of 2008 praising Barack Obama because, after all, he wanted to be president of the United States. So for him to accept the nomination in what was considered a sanctuary, a temple, like a god would have, or a king would have, or a Caesar would have, that was fine. Donald Trump gives a speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. He wants to be a king. He wants to be a dictator. He wants to be a tyrant. Oh, my goodness, how quickly we forget. You don't have to go very far to see the extreme bias of the mainstream media against this president. And again, this is coming from someone who is not an unconditional supporter of Donald Trump. I praise him when he should be praised. I criticize him when he should be criticized. But I always honor the office. I did that with Barack Obama. I agreed with almost nothing that Barack Obama did or said. But he was my president, and I honored him. I expect the same from the opponents of Donald Trump. But I don't hold my breath. All right, quick break.
This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, I meant to share this with you earlier in the program, and it got lost in my shuffle. But here's an update on a story that you and I began following several years ago. It's the story of a family in Germany. Wunderlich. Yeah, hey, my German, I don't have any German. But the last name is Wunderlich, W-U-N-D-E-R-L-I-C-H. The parents are Dirk and Petra. They are a Christian couple in Germany. They have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They have 6 children. When their oldest child got to school age, they were concerned about German public education. So they decided that they would homeschool their kids. Well, that led to their children being taken from their home. They were separated from their children a few years ago. This is not weeks ago. This is not months ago. This was years ago. The German government raided their home, took the kids out of their home simply because there was no evidence of abuse, no evidence of any kind of turmoil in the home, none, zero. There had been no reports of mistreatment of any kind. But you see, homeschooling is illegal in Germany. Well, the kids were taken away. And the case was turned over to, you ready for this? Not a German court, but the European Court of Human Rights. Yeah, the European Court of Human Rights. We talk a lot about the ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Well, they are obviously very active here in the United States, but they also have an international wing. And the international wing of ADF has been working with this family and defending them. Well, here is the big news. Quote, Germany gives homeschooling family custody of their kids while waiting for appeal. Quote, a domestic court in Germany granted Dirk and Petra Wunderlich, a devout Christian couple with 4 children. Oh, I thought they had 6. Okay, 4 children. Custody of their 2 youngest children, who are minors, in a decision announced yesterday. ADF International, legal group that represented the family, is connected to the Alliance Defending Freedom, celebrated the decision. Well, I should say so. A representative for the ADF said, as we wait for referral to the Grand Chamber of the European Court of Human Rights, we hope that there, too, the rights of the family will be safeguarded. Why is homeschooling illegal? Well, the education minister for Berlin, Germany, released this statement, quote, in our increasingly multicultural society, school is the place for a peaceful dialogue between different opinions, values, religions, and ideology. He didn't stop there. He went on. Again, this is the education minister for the city of Berlin in Germany. He said, public school is a training ground for social tolerance. Therefore, homeschooling is not an option in Germany. Now, this case goes all the way back to to 2005. The children have been taken, given back. I can only imagine how traumatic this is for the children because they were in government custody, ripped out of the home of their parents. And their parents faced criminal charges simply because they wanted to homeschool. Well, they got the kids back, and they left the country from 2008 to 2011. They were assured by the German government that they could return. And in 2013, after they had moved back to Germany, the family was raided again by police, and social workers removed the four children from their parents' custody. This has been an atrocious violation of their civil rights, their human rights, their parental rights, simply because the government of Germany and the European Court of Human Rights believes that it is the state's responsibility to train children and to teach them about ideology, religion, and tolerance. That, my friends, is what would happen in America if the socialists in the Democratic Party ever gain power in this country. They honestly believe that the state knows better than parents. And then here's an update real quick before the break. Oberlin College, remember the story of Oberlin College? They were fined $44 million because they slandered Gibson's Bakery in Oberlin. Remember that? It was first the $14 million judgment, and then 6.5 was added, 4.5, then others. It went up to $44 million, but a judge said that that exceeded state maximums. And so the $44 million was reduced to $25 million that Oberlin College is going to have to pay to this bakery. $25 million. And it looks like their insurance company is not going to pay because the jury found Oberlin guilty of slander. So you would think that the administration of Oberlin College, after suffering $25 million in fines, you would think they would be just a little repentant. No. The president of Oberlin College yesterday released a statement. They will not be apologizing because it could hurt the feelings of some of the students on campus. They got socked with a $25 million fine, and the president of the college said, "We have no intention of apologizing because that could hurt the feeling of some of the students on campus." Oh my goodness. Just another snapshot of the troubles in our public university system here in America. Just nuts. All right, we'll be right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.